Check, check, mic. Mic check, 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 check. Do my show, bro. What's up? Yeah, I'm about to do my show. What's up? Oh, okay, I'll hit you back. I'll get back. Oh, shit. All right. I guess we're here. All right. Well, let me see here. All right, we're here. All right, what's going on? Let me pop that in. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. How you guys doing? I want to welcome you all to the show. We have a good show for you. Let me get to the chat room dogs out there. I want to say, everybody, I hope everybody's doing good today. We got a good show for you guys today. I want to let all you guys know about this show and what this is about. If I can pull up some of this stuff right here. The beautiful thing about this show is that this show right here, gentlemen, is 100% authentic. It's 100% original. And it's something that nobody else is doing. We are the only ones that are doing what you're seeing right now. And this is what's so beautiful about what we got going on. We are going to talk a lot about that. But also what I ask all you guys to do, if you possibly can, and ask all you guys out there, if you can, go ahead. And if you are ready to be a student, because I've had guys always say they want to be students, and I turn a lot of guys away because if you don't have your puzzle pieces, there's no reason. Oh, wait, hold on a second. If you don't have your puzzle piece, there's no reason to even be here. And I'm being honest with you. Justice. There's no reason to be here if you don't have your puzzle pieces. So this is what it's about, going to the store, getting your puzzle pieces and working and beginning the process of game. So if you don't have that, then this is not for you, but we welcome all those that are here as well. So, and we ask all the guys out there to get their puzzle pieces, but more importantly, as far as what we're talking about with game, is we ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your crayons out, notebooks out. If you have a question, go ahead and ask. put a Q in there, and this is going to help you, okay? And we got you covered, but let's get into the show. I'm the Dean, class is in session, and let's eat this up. Let's go. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Oh, and real quick. Guys, I got to tell you guys real quick, gentlemen. I want to give a shout out to the chat room dogs right there. The shout out to the 323 guys. Shout out to you guys out there. Guys, the birthday package is going on. Make sure you guys go ahead and get the $99 birthday package that gives you over 60 hours a game. It's up to you if you want to do it, but that's what this is all about here. So we want to make sure that we do this the right way, and we want to make sure that if and when we do it, that we give you guys nothing but game. And guys, I got a question. Y'all call in. The lines are open as well. I've got the chat up and everything. The lines are locked in. If y'all guys want to call in, y'all have the number, and let's get into the show. Oh shit, did I do it wrong? Can I bring that back in? Can I bring that in? No, I can't. What? I did it wrong. Ah, shit. I did it wrong. Let me see here. I guess I can just look at it right there. All right, so let me go ahead and do this. Before we start the show, let me go ahead and open up my my other browser over here where I can see the calls if y'all call in. So I can make sure that I can get the calls on time and all this other stuff in a timely manner. So let's look at the studio. All right, so I can watch calls, calls come in, I'll bring calls in. All right, guys, so let's get into this, guys. You got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. If it's an important question, we would definitely answer it because your questions that are really important questions, we can help you guys with the questions when you have important ones and all this other stuff, okay? So I ended up buying him a 75-inch flat screen Samsung. It was a Samsung 75-inch. So, he was, again, he was on his, it's a great moment as a man and this is why I don't know why people tell you guys not to have family and everything. One of the greatest moments that a man can have is when his son, my son's birthday is today, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, my birthday is Sunday, but my son's birthday, what's so great about it is seeing him go from a baby to a young boy to a young man to a man, and being able to send him out into the world knowing that he's going to be secure in his mindset and what he is. And it's a great moment as a father being able to do that. I if y'all been watching me on Facebook or Instagram, I've been posting pictures and stuff. We took him to school, and while he was at lunch, he was talking to some girl, and he's going out with some girl tonight and all this other shit. So there's a lot of good stuff going on with my son. He's getting his stuff together. So that's what we're trying to do. So let's get it. But I appreciate it. Yeah, Samsung legit. I got Samsung shit. I guess you can see. I don't know if you can see right here, but let me show you. I've got Samsungs. I don't know if you can hear me talking, but with it back. But if you let me show you. If you look above me, outside of me, above me, that's a Samsung there, and then there's a Samsung over there. So I got two of them right there. So I know y'all probably couldn't. Hold on a second. Yeah, I know you probably couldn't hear me, but yeah, I got two Samsungs. So if you see, I got one to one side, one to the other. So I got two in front of me right now. So I love them Samsungs. Okay. So what are some things to do when never do a spend game? The problem is with what you're saying, big dog, is that there are no problems when you spend game because everything you say is going to lead the woman where you want to go. So what we want to talk about today is let me see if I pulled it up right. And I welcome you guys to the show. We'll make sure I got it right. But what we're talking about today for all you guys out there. God damn it. I want to make sure that it's right. Let me see here. Give me a second. I've got the title of the show. I want to pull that up. Antonio, I know I got you, Antonio. While I'm looking for it, I want y'all to listen to this. Oh, God, that's Antonio talking. I know it's some chick talking. No, I'm not going to hold on, Antonio. I can't talk, play that shit. Let me see here. So what we're going to be talking about is, for a lot of you guys out there, what to do and how to manage and how to handle yourself, especially to conquer and take back your power. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, conquering and taking back your power. And I appreciate it. Yeah, the setup is really nice. I like the setup. I know I can do this shit right if I do it right. I got this set up there. Wait, let me see. Let me see if I can do something, because I'm trying to work some magic while I'm live with y'all. Let me see if I can add a layer. Let me see if I can add that shit. Okay, won't let me do that. Okay, let me delete that. Yeah, I got a good setup. I appreciate the setup. But guys, okay, y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. The lines are open if you want to call in. But let's get into the show. Appreciate y'all. Guys, y'all ask questions. We got you. Let's get into the show and conquering. And let's talk about it for a second, because a lot of people don't discuss that and all this other stuff, and talk about these important things. So let's go ahead and get into that. For a lot of you guys out here, unfortunately, y'all want to learn how to take back something that you've lost. And what a lot of you guys have lost, you lost the power, okay? And what I mean by losing the power is losing a little bit of yourself every day. The more that you look outside of yourself for answers, the more that you look for somebody else for answers, the more that you're going to hold yourself back. And one of the hardest parts of the game is when you lose a little bit of yourself. It's hard to get that part back of you, because the hardest part is taking the first step, gentlemen, the first step. And a lot of you guys don't have any momentum behind you propelling you forward to be able to move like men and grasp and hold and retain a power, okay? And a lot of you guys, unfortunately, because of the fear, the negative thoughts, the YouTubers out there that's giving you a lot of bad information, what it does is hard for you to break free from the thought process of stepping outside of your comfort zone. And because a lot of you guys do that, a lot of you guys procrastinate, you waste time and things like that. And this is what definitely slows you down and definitely holds you back, okay? And what I want y'all guys to do and want y'all guys to understand in all of this is that at the end of the day, we want to strive to be better men. But in order to strive to be better men, you've got to understand game, and we'll definitely talk about this. We're only going to be like on for a few hours, so I want to kind of go over this. Guys, answer your questions if you do, and you want to call in. The lines are open. But for a lot of you guys, it's hard to get power back because of your perception and your reality. But also, for a lot of you guys out there, you procrastinate, okay? Because, I mean, and asking the question, how many ideas have you ever had in your life, thoughts that you had that you wanted to do? You have had so many thoughts as a man that you could really fill a book of thoughts that you had that you've never done, okay? And these ideas that you have are beautiful ideas that can show women how great you are as a man, but because there is no structure in your life, you've never had anybody to help you structure and have understanding. Now, we did show something before with Ty. We showed you something before with Ty. And I'll show you again right now. And we'll kind of go over a little bit with the board. And I want y'all to see and understand how the board works. Okay, so let's look at the board real quick and show you. Now, as y'all guys look at the board, which you'll see right here, again, like I was showing you before, the way most of y'all think, and if we look at this as the world, this is the world right here. The problem is, for a lot of you guys, the world creates your thought process. So whatever the world is coming at you at, your mindset is going to be the same as the world. But as a man, the world doesn't matter as a man, because how the man thinks is how he's going to project himself in that world. Okay, guys, I want y'all to see that, okay? I want y'all to see how that works. So in order to see it, to want to understand it, one must have and understand the adjustments and stuff like that. So that's why a lot of guys are having problems right now, because a lot of you guys out here are not only judging and things like that, y'all are having a lot of procrastination, a lot of overthinking. A lot of you guys out here are always thinking about the worst case scenario in every situation, because of you're the master of negative thoughts. You're the master of excuses. You're the master of not doing anything. These are the things that hold you back. And because these things are holding you back, these things are holding down your momentum, okay? See, the momentum, and this is the thing that is, it's good news but bad news. The good news for a lot of you guys is a lot of you guys have momentum. The bad news is the momentum that you have is pushing you away from yourself. You're in a momentum going the wrong way in the opposite direction, and your momentum is carrying you over to excuses and blame and hate and loss and all these things that are really stopping you and holding you back. And this is why, as we speak on game, this is why it's very important that you have game, to have more of an understanding of how you move, how you think, and how you operate. And the more you begin to think and the more you begin to operate, the better your chances are in this game. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And that's what I want to break down to you guys out here. Because for so many guys out there, you want to grasp power, but you can't grasp power when you don't know how to access power or to create power. Now, for me, as I always show you, I'll show you how my power works. I can only speak for myself, but how my power works. I cannot speak for another man. But the way my power works is simply this. My power is based upon how I think and how I see the world. And what you see here is how I not only maintain power, but I control power by, if you look at it, it's all internal. Everything you see here is my power base. And that means that nobody, that means, gentlemen, that means that a woman, earth, whatever, there's nothing that can take away my power, because my power base starts in my mind. And for a lot of guys who choose not to work on themselves, they will not have a power base. But I got to explain this to you, because we're here about solving things and things like that. So please, guys, get your crayons out. If you have a question, go ahead and ask, but let's talk about it. See, for a lot of you guys, you want power, or you want a power base, and I know you want this thing, okay? Maybe you want to talk to that woman for the first time. Maybe you want to get over fear, or maybe you want to get over excuses and do something. You want to do something different, okay? But the question is this different thing going to make you feel more alive? Is it going to fulfill you, okay? See, the thing that has to propel you has to come from your core. If it's not coming from your core, it is not going to propel you past the point you need to go, okay? Because all your life you have time to think about things, you've assessed things, and here's the thing. Even though you have the thought process, gentlemen, which is a good thing, okay? All you guys, even though you have a good starting point, the problem is how do you move on that starting point? Let me go to this real quick. He's asking me, after I discover my world, I see everybody in it as an object, and it makes me feel like I'm a god. How can I, as a god of my world, discover the beautiful side of my world and also show it? Shout out to K Zag in here. Shout out to Zag, my dog. Let me get back. Well, the answer to your question is that you don't see it. That's a lie, and you're lying to yourself. And I explain why you're lying to yourself, because if you actually saw what you say you saw or can see, then the beauty that you see should be there. You're the thing is that your mind is lying to you right now. So that's why you think you're seeing something you're actually not. Let me see something. Is that working right there? Make sure this mic check. Mic is check. All right, I want to make sure the thing is good. Okay. Well, y'all can't hear me, right? Just want to make sure y'all can hear me. Just checking. Can everybody hear me right now? Because I can't see any fluctuation. But everybody can hear me, right? Just want to make sure. Can y'all hear me and everything? Just let me know, anybody listening, can y'all hear me right now? Just want to make sure. Because it got a little bit, it froze a little bit. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. So as I was saying before, that you're not going to be able to, you're lying to yourself by saying you're a God and you're saying you're beauty. See, the beauty that you should have should not be an external, and a person should not sit around and say he's beautiful, and he should not tell the world he's beautiful. When you see yourself as beautiful, you move as beautiful does. You think and you move. So that's a lie that you're saying, but I will continue. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Okay, thank you. I'm glad y'all can hear me. Let me continue saying all this stuff. So, gentlemen, the thing is, I always ask you guys, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to see, a hard thing to do, but let's talk about it. See, what does it feel like? What is it like to actually step outside of your comfort zone, okay? Now, what most guys don't understand is when it comes to game, this isn't a mental act or something of a goal for yourself to achieve, okay? No, it's none of that, because as I said before, game is internally. Game is the I am. And what I'm saying is it's a process of identifying and understanding. It's not anything to do with outside of yourself, okay? And see, what would keep you guys stuck in the prison that you are in, okay? The prisons that you're in is because what you're trying to do is you're trying to identify yourself with what other people see you or perceive you as. And there lies the problem with game. And there lies a problem with a lot of people out there who don't see how game works and how game can help you grow, okay? So to truly understand all this stuff, as far as stepping forward outside of your comfort zone, gentlemen, okay, that can help you. It's never about trying to plan a journey, because remember, if you're planning, you're looking for more of an outcome or something instead of a result. You're looking for something outside of yourself. I tell you the puzzle pieces because the puzzle pieces help you begin to do the first step. And the worst thing about people that come to me and say they want to learn game, it's so bad when I ask them, do they have their puzzle pieces? And they say no, then they don't want to learn game. You know, I've turned down at least 15 people in the last few days that wanted to learn game because they lied to themselves. They say they want to learn game, and where do I start, and how do I be a student? And I ask them, do they have their puzzle pieces? And they say no. They listen to me for months, and they say no. Listen to me almost years, and they say no. I say, this isn't for you. Because they understand the game, it is taking baby steps one step at a time, okay? But the problem is that most of you guys want to jump steps. You want to skip steps because you're very impatient, and this is why you guys will never be able to get the things that you want to have, okay? See, I'll always remember, guys, let me check the questions and the lines and all this other stuff. If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered, okay? But the thing is this, okay, I'm glitching. Well, I hope I'm not glitching. Hope it's okay now. But anything, as I was saying to you guys before, that's very important here is that for a lot of you guys out here, the most important thing about the game, you know, I'm the one that always tells you about the three little pigs, right? I'm the only one that breaks that down. And the reason I break it down is to simplify things for you guys out here. I want to make sure that what I talk to you about and what I teach you, let me get rid of those noises. What I talk to you about and what I teach you is more simplified, where you can get more clarity and understanding. So I talked to you about the three little pigs, but today I'm going to talk to you about a story that we all know, the tortoise and the hare, right? We all know about that, right? But also we also learned that slow and steady wins the race, but y'all don't even understand that. Okay. See, when you look at the tortoise and the hare and you see these two racing, okay, all right, it wasn't about the movement of the turtle, okay? It wasn't the movement of the turtle that mattered. What mattered